Welcome to Rockstar Chiropractic Radio.
Compression. Not spinal compression, sound compression, or better yet, message compression. This method of modifying sound takes any signal below a certain volume level and amplifies it. It also takes any signal louder than a preset level and cuts it down. It keeps the signal in a comfortable, understandable volume range. What in me and my practice needs compression? What can I do to compress my message, my brand, my presence? Well, you ever had an off day? Your energy just isn't there, you're dragging slightly. Yesterday's patients seemed to just take a bit too much of your energy. We all experience it. What happens on those off days? Usually your message, the brand we've been busting our butts on for months or years, suffers. We aren't in tune, on time, or in sync. What if we had systems in place so that when we are off our message, our brand, our essence, is still presented to our patients at full volume? That is message compression. Your staff, your external marketing, your setting, your internal marketing, your phone messages, your tweets, your blog posts, they, and so much more, all mitigate your lack of go. If all you can depend on is you, you is all you get. What about vacations? In my previous practice, I never felt comfortable about taking time away from the practice. Why? Well, I wasn't there. I mean, really, no one could take care of my office but me. It was all me, all the time. If my energy was up, so was the practice. If my energy was down, so was the practice. Message compression would have prevented those huge swings. Compression takes our message on our off days and amplifies it so that the message, what we are doing, why we are doing it, our brand, still gets to the audience. You ever have an on day? Your energy was so hot that you burnt the handle off the door on your way in? You scared your staff with your psyched up staff meeting and they wondered what new herb you found? Yeah, we've all been there too. What happened with your patients on that day? You talked over them, you talked through them, and you inundated them with pure, concentrated chiropractic. All 10 semesters of training in 5 minutes. Yeah, you needed message compression then, too. Again, if all you depend on is you, you is all you get. Compression takes our message in our on days and muffles it so that the message does not overwhelm the audience, the systems, the soundboard, or our staff. Artistic presentation requires volume changes of the music, softer to entice the listener to lean in, louder to make it an emotional point. We never want to get rid of that. Message compression is not intended to take the ebb and flow of the energy completely away from you. It is only always forever meant to make the receiver, the patient, comfortable in hearing it, so they can really understand the message, not get irritated with the messenger. This component of the soundboard is the hardest to master. It takes a seasoned professional to set the levels and then train you to use it properly. It is not a standardized setting for all applications, speakers, or venues. It takes that seasoned professionals to find, set, and teach what compression levels you need for your specific situation. So, who's your sound tech? All right, boys and girls, we're going to finish up with principles 24 through 30 here. You're going to hang on because these are where the rubber meets the road for what we do as chiropractors. Number 24, the principle of coordination. It reads, coordination is the principle of harmonious interaction among all the parts of an organism in fulfilling their functions and purpose. Number 25, the limits of adaptation. The body's innate intelligence adapts forces and matter for the body's use as long as it can do so without breaking the universal law. In other words, its expression is limited by the limitations of matter and time. 26. The normality of innate intelligence. The body's innate intelligence is always normal, and its function is always normal. 27. The character of innate forces. The forces the body's innate intelligence creates are never intended to injure or destroy the living thing in which they work. 28. Comparison of universal and innate forces. In order to carry on the universal cycle of life, universal forces are destructive, unless they can be adapted, whereas innate forces are always constructive as regards a specific living thing. So what can we take from these first four? Coordination, adaptation, normality, and character. Well, we already know, if we look at what we believe chiropractic does, chiropractic works on the nervous system, allows the body's God-given ability to heal itself, to maintain balance, to coordinate movement, to coordinate function, and frees up the channels of communication. Number 24, the principle of coordination, speaks to that directly. Coordination is the principle of harmonious interaction among all the parts of an organism, which allows them to fulfill their function and purpose. That's what we basically allow the body to do when we remove subluxation from a person. That's the crux of chiropractic. Also, the limits of adaptation is the innate intelligence can only adapt the forces that are given to it. It can only assimilate the matter that's given to it as long as doing so doesn't break universal law. In other words, even though we have complete 100% intelligence, 100% matter, 100% function, all of these still have to be maintained within universal laws, universal principles. The normality of innate intelligence, principle number 26, states that the body's intelligence is always normal. That means it's always functioning like it's supposed to. It's always at 100%. It's always doing exactly what it's supposed to do. Innate intelligence is the driving force for normalcy. It's normal in its existence and it's normal in its function. That's what principle 26 says. And then principle 27 is why chiropractic is so profoundly different from medicine, so profoundly different from the other healing arts. The forces that the body's innate intelligence creates never is intended to injure or destroy the living thing in which they work or any part of the living thing in which they work. So innate is always normal. It's functioning at 100%. It's trying to do its job. Subluxation gets in the way. When subluxations are removed, number 27 says the character is that it's always going to do what it's supposed to do, never ever intending to injure or cause harm to the living thing in which it's working. So that's the basic. I mean, we're getting to the very crux of what we do as chiropractors. Let's go on. Number 28, comparison of universal and innate forces. We did mention this one. In order to carry on the universal cycle of life, universal forces are destructive unless they can be adapted, whereas innate forces are always constructive as regards to a specific living thing. That kind of goes on what we were just talking about. Universal forces of entropy and enthalpy and all those universal things where everything's tending towards chaos, everything's breaking down, is exactly opposite of the innate intelligence. We're assimilating, we're building, we're creating something more complex, we're creating something that has more intelligence in it, we're building upon things, whereas the universal forces are breaking down things. Now we get into the top two of the non-chiropractic principles. Number 29, interference with transmission of innate forces. This principle states there can be interference with the transmission of innate forces. And as we just talked about in 28, that is usually part of the universal principles, the universal cycle of life, this enthalpy, entropy, those everything in existence tends towards chaos unless there is force and intelligence behind it. And then number 30, the creme de la creme, the cause of disease. This principle says interference with the transmission of innate forces, innate intelligence, causes incoordination, therefore disease. They're very, very clear about disease being incoordination, imbalance, not necessarily a clinically present or clinically identifiable disease that has a name or a label, but disease in the body. So there's 24 through 30. I hope I didn't mess it up too much. This is really where things start to come together, start to make what we do stand apart from what everybody else does in the healing arts. We take the principles of innate, 100% intelligence, 100% force, 100% matter, all working towards the good of the body, all working against the universal principle of decay over time. Assimilating those things that are given to it, using everything for the body's good, never for its injury. That's what we do. Those forces, that intelligence can be interfered with. We call that subluxation. That interference can cause incoordination and disease. That's why we as chiropractors know that when we remove subluxation or subluxation patterns or subluxations, however you want to say it, when we remove that from a patient, when we take that rock off the hose, when we move blockage out of the transmission lines, and innate intelligence can do what it was designed to do, the body can take care of itself, it can grow, it can repair, we know that we are solving the incoordination problem, we are solving the root cause of disease. That, my friends, is the 33 principles of chiropractic. I will go over them, the last three again. I covered those first, but I'll go over them again because those are what we do specifically as chiropractors. If you can understand 24 through 30, I think you'll understand why we are totally different from the medical model. We're totally different from the herbal model. We're totally different from the therapist model. We are standalone. We are chiropractors. We understand these principles as the way the universe operates. We have to be different. We are different because we understand these things. So anyway, have a great week. We'll talk again next week, and hopefully this has been very helpful. Again, this is Dwayne, chiropractor in Central Indiana for Rock Radio.